Hedge of Utterance. For its first two audiences, Writers Forum Workshop, new series, and David Hussart. There was something unbearable in the things, in the people, in the buildings, in the streets that, only if you reinvented it all, as in a game, became acceptable. The essential, however, was to know how to play. Which is from Elena Ferrante's My Brilliant Friend. One, a note on the names of the earliest kings of Wessex. Cheerdick, old chum, how you must hate that Cedric, his fair hair and limpid blood. It's a matter of being, he declared. Tricks outside of natural reality. Don't cut it like what we say or do. New worlds start themselves and everyone to join in what we choose as life. New ways forever possible, building up the bits left still working. This isn't the world any of us were born into, so we'll make it up as we go along, hesitant at first, then rushing. Solace and solidarity are chosen fate. Two. Oh no, he's broken the rules. Poet, says Cheerdick, why then do you write this stuff in such stanzas? Sonnety old things looking backwards, aren't they? All that mess sets hard, I say, and two, let's take up what works, and dancing with it choose fluidity. Mongrels were born and mongrels will be. This whole set of things can be joined by others. Plenty of room when we all welcome the spring. I'll choose my constraints, then break them. Ignore the present form and right. What answers whatever it is that questions. Three. A gloss upon the stanzas of the graves. Arthur, oh Arthur, where are you now? Don't send me off again to Specsavers. Where did you go to then, where? You big old bear, starry or solar, not a king but a duck. How ridiculous this seems and impossible. Only when we believe in you, you do return. Lovely, anomalous and armed to the teeth. A tyrant too fierce even for Gildas. Every 2 minutes I was asleep over the book. Save us from such readers, these memories of how British bookshops were. The past has ended, but you shall return. Four, written on Stane Street. Arthur, who is asking these questions? Are these real people this time? Oh, fuck, I keep losing my glasses among. Yes, maybe. What more can a man say? Three male voices and most of us dead. Not counting Cedric, that old pudding. And you can't use a word like constraint, not accepting it. Hold it, says Arthur now. I am the last Pelagian left. Once anyone could do it, look, you make yourself, and it's hard. Don't believe you in battles, shouting hallelujah, like all those monks, Germanus a liar, or maybe just lucky, up against the Cheerdick's bunch. What wankers? Say it simply, say it hard. We govern the rules, not the rules govern us. Constructing new safe words, or we'll all die, as we nearly did then. Bear and Camelot, Mordred and Baden, even Sangrail Stone. Dear old Gaius, he'd always forget them, as did Guinevere, but I think I still love her. It's all been so long, the story has become true that needn't have. I said no more. No other circus to learn about, and a great silence in the grey old world about. Halfway between Camelot and the shrine of St. Alban on a damp February day. 5, not from underneath King's Cross. Boudicca, babes, why are you so angry? Mad film come taints everything here. Quislings and carpetbaggers whip and rape. This is it, the portent's end. Loss abysmal, that's what's come squatting. Generations of rulers ending as crooked-nosed shit. Whatever needless dummy else replaces, self-satisfied squalor breeds corruption. Most people are dead, including me, but I choose speech now, not fire. Get out, 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 we say. Get out of this one, if you can. Six. Written during their festival of literature here. I wasn't told anything. I made it up myself, only regret I didn't burn bloody Stortford down then. Miserable nest of low-grade cadres, imagining themselves in with the ruling elite. No, not in the plan. Burn it, so we may as well get out the warmth. So many arguments today when the important one is simple. Do we let a small group of lucky shits, cut off from normal human beings, unengaged in the shared, sensible life, retighten and enforce their dominance, taking from us everything we have, owning our bodies, our minds, our dreams and our destinies? Let's move it. Come on. Here. Move it another way. Or burn it. Seven. Not neatly composed. Ah, poet, and why are you so angry? Age and defeat bring impotence and worthless spit. Me, I left my kin, the rulers, Belgian entrepreneurs in the main. Their beer good, but no one ready for chocolate yet. I took the full face of power, grinning at our suffering. I failed, we failed, you live within our failure. Near 2,000 years a hair I chose. All history much the same, sometimes a little better. I followed old Noll's army in its debates, helped the people loot Edmund's Abbey previous. But if nothing is done, then nothing is something, an oppressive constraint. Called the night hag of ideology, so-called economic system, the delusions of demonolatry and the theory of profit-making sadism. The smell of suffering awakens me, the future sweat of struggle. Oh, my children, dear loves, it isn't heroes that we need, though they can come in handy. It's always just to find ourselves. How can I help us now? Gwaira ith Gatreth. O Nairin, my little one, my darling grandson, how you hate all this shouting, even in Dogtanian you flee it, absurd, but this world you will find is full of it. Most of what they say, ignore. It's obvious why you want to stay a babe, as happy and as innocent as we all were born. Your purpose is to be helpful, I know, and to laugh. This world, alas, much more indescribable. It may come to fear struggle, we are afraid. Though we do good things and make our pilgrimages, that's not enough here to make sure we all survive it. You will do fine, my little boisterous boy, even when you travel in the warband to Catterick. You will break the silence when you return. You will help us with what we need to do. All of us together helping to build up and tend. These poems survive even then, our darkest ages. 9. Nairin plays, Nairin says. Nairin says this, This poem's for us. Short lines for short lives. What did you expect? To practice good is difficult. Any purpose offset. Our ruined world awaits the total constraint. Let's list those helping. Petrarca and Laura and all their friends. Tim, Peter H. and too many others. All those changing our languages, sometimes even in cold February. Newer words to say and help. Ten. Out of the God Oven. The cat race is here one dawn. Warriors, we served you violently. Fidela, their entirety not precarious. Nulso, but mutual. Encountered tromodonts and the goat race violently. Subterranean, they are stained and worthless. Our Tuscan poet engaged his language. The host with their formulas he can overthrow. Childhood and its retinue at liberty then. The workshop, the snack glacier, all those infant memoirs, now sweeter, more ruddy. Étonnez-vous! Attack yourselves, you beauties! The hovenar is here, the hange, the vint, not simple thousand spears. The tree and its frescoes, gourmandizing the concretions of choice this night. 11. The Swan-Necked Poem. What furry pink bodies we have, said Edith. Ead yiffle swan hnecka, please. Now out, Edeva Pulchra, out! Fuck off to Walsingham with Richold, that widower. Some people can't cope with how harsh power is. Dream on in abysmal delusions. Oh, my holy land, my slipper chapel and my pilgrimages, didn't I do good? A holy land in Norfolk, I made it all myself and all my dear that you could do to rage in fire and burn. I buried my true love's corpse in Stortford Church and dreamt up a resurrection next. Big lies better than slaughter. Oh, ladies, queens, tutelary spirits and holy inspirations, listen to this poet now. He is a poet, and winter ends. Life is short, suffering long. The moon and its holinesses, hares, queens, blue robes and babes, all ridiculous. Choose now our pronouns, the ones that work together. Join with us mongrel rabble up into something briefly real, royal, ruling, rolling, enrolling us, or lie to rot in paper and earth. 12. For, of, and by the poet P. Is this a way to build a world, Messer Poet? We don't think so at all, except, as you say, by some sharing enterprise. All that we lack may be utopian fiction. Is this a day to build up our will, poet, or are you just guessing? Well, it may be we'll win, and then this beautiful story will be read by everyone. Is this how to say to build a well, perhaps, to sink it and center it, like this, like some new source enclosed and channeled, pushing on and out regardless as destiny, passion and pleasure open up, power and poverty, process and possibility projecting this poem's promise, pity overflowing at last. 13. What and who are we asking questions about here? Can we imagine this as spring now, slow bubbling up of green and the birds definitely pairing for their futures? What will it be like when we live different? Can we be other than what we are? Except we aren't, we're doing and changing. Brisk, not yet decay. Who'd believe we might win out against the rich, their armed thugs and their lawyers? Tame poets, politicians, publicists, their planners and all their aspirants. Not two is what is unbelievable and crushes, condemns to fantasy and bestial rage, not to believe in our future condemns, unmakes us, unravels the texts of all our lives. We are what we're becoming, aren't we? Or not, drowned and calcifying in the deep blue-green, the arid eye of pity. XIV. The Grey Lady's Advice. Eat yourself to death. I regret I didn't. Then end it with a triumph or a joke. Under the town, ghost paths block sewers. The past survives still mysteriously changed. The warlords must return at the request of our rulers. They need friends to sustain the fiction of their rights. This town's probably just typical. You know this. Cold air rushing into the vacuum of its spaces. I'd teach about the past, but health and safety prevent it. Yet the dirty spring our source shall never dry. We'll find ourselves now night ends at Easter. Let's rescue captive souls from the vaults under the bank. Passion, compassion, pass each other in North Street. Newer movements sparking off from action in our play zone. Come, poets and queens and warlords, what a mixed bunch of fakes we are, bastardizing suddenly our readers. Hey, who you are is who, complete and free. Make yourself again. XV. She'd be aghast. An Easter thought from the local paper. So, if we're to be constantly urged to put Christ back into Christmas, can I start a campaign to put Aostra back into Easter? She'll be aghast at how a Palestinian death cult has hijacked her sex and chocolate fest. But laugh at how it all mixes up. Up and out again today. Just carry on until you stop. Locality in the past and all our origins calcify themselves with fear, yet old wood bursts fresh buds and blossoms. Infinite variety includes what's gone, all our parents, so many, aren't they, weaving us our flesh and what it plays within. Everything, yeah, everything. Come on, Aostra, my fierce darling love, my ridiculous flying circus trick. Let's resurrect ourselves to zoom up together. The world grows larger with more dimensions. Fuck it. Let's learn to be what we can be as we can. XVI. Hold on to me and step over the world's thorns. Just write it on the calendar I bought you. The river runs on ever different in its patterning. These stories change, but their telling is the same. All these recipes suddenly exchanged. New one, let's try them. They aren't yours, but belong to whoever enjoys. We've lasted until April, cruel and sweet, wakes us up like an eager lover. Aostra, after all these years, you still surprise us. Sitting upstairs in Café W, nothing larger, saying what we must and can, stepping carefully out as it all renews. XVII. Perhaps there'll be some hope in the morning. For Nyrin, just out of hospital. Old friends, old chums and chumps together, This stuff that's written plain and honest. Where to next? What patternings? What more can this man maybe say? Loss abysmal will come squatting. We must imagine different. A safety barrier holds back history's repeating hullabaloo. Our purpose to be helpful to each other and laugh. Oh, I'm not going to list your names. Dance around now. Feed in your infant memoirs. Beautiful patterns. The Hovenhour is here, out of the Godoven. Winter ends and the world must unlock. We keep pushing against the door. Not a mirror. We are also what we shall become. We enter the play zone, unexpected, unrepeatable. Let's learn to be beyond all sources and origins, stepping carefully out on a wet, soggy day, flowing lines of language, our living friend.